More than 2 million Australians receiving the coronavirus supplement are bracing for a big reduction in the payment. You receive the cash if you're on JobSeeker or other payments like the youth allowance, but in 2 weeks it's going to drop from $550 to $250 a fortnight. And a new survey of those receiving the supplements found the decrease will have an immediate impact. Here's our social affairs correspondent, Norman Hermon.
Like so many people across Australia, COVID has taken a wrecking ball to Cassandra Francisco's 2020 dreams. The 23-year-old moved from Queensland to Melbourne in January to boost her career in media and design. She's been surviving on JobSeeker and the coronavirus supplement. And when it drops by $300 a fortnight in 2 weeks, it'll hurt.
At the moment, I budget $100 a week for groceries. So that's obviously going to have to be decreased to probably like $30 or $40 a week. I'm cutting out all fresh fruit and veggies. I'm cutting out all any kind of meat. And I'm going to have to be subsisting on a lot cheaper food.
The Australian Council of Social Services done a survey of 630 people on JobSeeker. When the coronavirus supplement drops, 80% of respondents say they'll spend less money on food or, like Cassandra Francisco, skip meals.
Like the electricity bill comes out, for example, then, you know, sometimes it's like, well, I've run out of food for the week and I simply can't afford to go get more. So no dinner tonight, sleep for dinner.
More than half of respondents also say the decrease will make it tougher to pay rent or afford other essentials like medicine. For 64-year-old Ashley in Sydney, who's been on JobSeeker and its predecessor Newstart for years, the supplement has made a huge difference.
I've been able to buy underwear. I've been able to see my shoulder doctor after waiting for 6 years. I've been able to get to the dentist.
The reduced coronavirus supplement is set to expire in the new year, but Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's considering a permanent boost to the JobSeeker rate. Chief Economist of the Committee for Economic Development of Australia think tank, Jared Ball, says that should be an option due to the economic damage from COVID.
While it's inevitable that the rate from that, you know, first supplement will come down, I think there is a question just around levels of flexibility and just looking at what's going on in the economy and whether there's a need to adjust that.
Cassandra Francisco believes this survey is more evidence the JobSeeker rate needs to permanently rise so that she and others won't have to rely on temporary supplements in the months ahead.
Obviously, we've got a huge challenge coming up. You know, other side of the coin is I think that this is really opening up a lot of people's eyes to the reality of welfare in Australia. And it's a lot more in the public eye than it has been previously. And I think this is kind of the best time that we've had in the past couple of decades to really fight for a permanent raise to the rate.
As JobSeeker recipient, Cassandra Francisco, ending Norman Hermont's report there.